Punjab's Information Minister Asma Bokhari on Saturday announced two major infrastructure projects, the launch of a provincial airline named Air Punjab, and Pakistan's first bullet train from Lahore to Rawalpindi, while sharply criticizing India's leadership over tensions in Kashmir. Speaking at a press conference in Lahore, Bokhari described the airline and high-speed rail as historic initiatives by a provincial government. Air Punjab will initially lease 4 aircraft and operate domestically. Within a year, we hope to acquire an international air license, she said. She also announced a bullet train project between Lahore and Rawalpindi, stating the route will cover the distance in just 2 hours and 20 minutes. Additional routes across the province are also planned. This is the first time in Pakistan's history that a provincial government is launching its own airline and bullet train network, Bokhari said. A glass train between Rawalpindi and Murree is also in the pipeline, she added. Turning to India-Pakistan relations, Bokhari condemned Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, accusing him of following Israeli tactics in Kashmir and attempting to destabilize the region through false flag operations. Referring to a recent incident in Indian-administered Kashmir's Pahalgam area, she rejected Indian allegations of Pakistani involvement and called it a pre-planned narrative by New Delhi. Modi is trying to turn Kashmir into another Gaza. India is no longer a democracy. It has become the world's largest killing field for Muslims and minorities, she said. Bokhari recalled the Jaffa Express terror attack in Pakistan, stating that India had never condemned the incident despite clear evidence. She said Pakistan's military had swiftly neutralized the attackers and rescued hostages. Slamming Indian water threats, Bokhari warned that any attempt by India to choke Pakistan's water supply under the Indus Waters Treaty would be met with severe retaliation. The Indus Waters Treaty is not a tea stall for Modi to dismantle. Pakistan will respond to the first brick of any dam with stone, she warned. She labeled Modi a global terrorist and claimed that every time he comes to power, global peace deteriorates. Wars are not won by weapons, but by the spirit of sacrifice. If the state declares jihad, every Pakistani becomes a soldier, she declared. The minister concluded by calling for national unity and preparedness in the face of Indian aggression, reminding that Pakistan had responded decisively in the past, including nuclear tests in 1998 after India's provocations.